really, the notion that resistance is futile, who gains? Who gains from that belief? It's those in power. They want to convince us that resistance is futile. I can't tell you how many times over the decades that people have said to me, you know, resistance is futile. We can never stop this culture. It will just come down on its own when its own time. And in the meantime, just take care of yourself. And I can't tell you how much I hate this for a few reasons. One of them is that, yes, this culture will come down, but 200 species went extinct today, and 200 species will go extinct tomorrow, and 200 species will go extinct the day after that. And every day this culture continues is that much more damage to the earth. And in, you know, the German resistance to Hitler faced this question after D-Day that, they asked, so since the war is essentially over now, why should we bother to risk our lives? And Hennig von Treskow gave a great answer, which was every day this war continues, it's like 15,000 extra civilians die, or some large number of civilians die. So basically every day sooner that we can bring down the Nazi regime is that much sooner the war is over, that much sooner, that much, and there are those civilian casualties won't die. And also, we need to do this to show to history that there were some decent Germans. And we can recognize that Hennig von Treskow is a hero, but we need to apply that today too, that even if it will come down someday, even when it does come down someday, two things. One is that there are all those species who would not be driven extinct if this culture were to come down now. And the other is that we need to show to the humans and non-humans who are living today and to the humans and non-humans who will live in the future that there were some decent humans. And another reason that it really bothers me when people say that resistance is futile, well, is because usually the people who are saying that are not themselves resisting and will not themselves resist. And they're saying this because they, because it bothers them when somebody else is resisting, because then that reminds them that they could resist, but they're not going to. And so it reveals their own cowardice. And another reason that bothers me is because really the notion that resistance is futile, who gains? Who gains from that belief? It's those in power. They want to convince us that resistance is futile. How do they do that? They did this at one point through the divine right of kings. They did this through creating an omniscient, omnipotent God who will kill you if you try to stop the king. They always try to convince you that resistance is futile. Because if they can convince you of that, they don't even have to have police. They don't have to have anything. Another reason it bothers me is because it really is the primary impediment to resistance, the belief that resistance is futile. Do you know what the greatest recruitment tool for the French resistance was in World War II? It was D-Day. Sort of the numbers were going up and up and up and up and up slightly, but then on D-Day, after D-Day, the numbers went right through the roof. Why? Because all of a sudden, a lot more French people understood that there was a possibility of winning. And there is no greater recruitment tool than the possibility of winning. Which means also that the biggest impediment, the converse of that, is the biggest impediment to recruitment is the belief that resistance is futile. So again, when anybody says the resistance is futile, you're serving those in power and you're doing their job for them.